A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, a hearty laugh. The Lone Ranger! The Lone Ranger is perhaps the most attractive figure ever to come out of the West. Through his daring, his riding, and his shooting, this mystery rider won the respect of the entire Golden Coast. The West of the old days, where every man carried his heart on his sleeve and only the fittest remained to make history. Many are the stories that are told by the lights of the Western campfire concerning this romantic figure. Some thought he was on the side of the outlaw, but many knew that he was a lone rider, dealing out justice to the law-abiding citizen. Though the Lone Ranger was known in 7 states, he earned his greatest reputation in Texas. None knew where he came from, and none knew where he went. Old Jeb Langworth lived alone in his small shack just outside the wide-open community of Red Rock. One evening, as he was watching the coffee boil and the bacon sizzle in the pan, thinking of how snug his cabin was, with the storm raging outside, there came a knock on the door.
Now, who in Turkey could be out of a night like such as this be? Hello? Come on in, stranger.
Rather wet outdoors tonight. I saw the light of your cabin.
I'm right welcome you be too, stranger. Haul over to the fire here and take the chill out in your hide.
Thanks.
I'm just fixing up some chow. I reckon I better lay on a few more slabs of bacon, eh?
I could eat without any trouble.
Just make yourself right to home. Where'd you come from?
No place in particular.
Prospecting?
Nope.
I know a man's business is his own affair, and if you don't want to talk about it, I ain't the one to be asking questions. Lay off your boots and gun and make yourself right to home. Old Jeb Langworth ain't never turned a man out yet.
Thanks. I'll keep my gun on, though. Never know when I'll need it.
That's your own business, too. Jiminy! Ain't that storm a buster, though?
While not all right. You're Jeb Langworth.
Yep, that's me. Deputy Sheriff is my calling.
So I see by your badge. Who's the sheriff at Red Rock?
Name is Obie Kuehler, and he's a squarer man as you'd find in a long ride. Me and Cal Stewart is his deputies, and between the three of us, they ain't much that goes on that ain't rotten in the law.
I see you've a poster. Advertising a reward for the Lone Ranger.
Yep. I reckon there ain't a sheriff in this part of the country that ain't a-looking for that feller.
What has he done?
Now, you don't say you ain't heard tell of him. Why, they say he's the most dangerous feller that's ever been out in these parts.
Indeed?
Speaks like a gentleman from one of them Eastern colleges, and shoots so fast that his gun is back in his holster for a man can see his draw.
But why is there such a big reward for him? What has he done?
Danged if I knows what he's done. I know one thing, though.
What's that?
My brother. He was ailing and ready for her to die, with some Injuns branding him and burning him one.
Your brother?
Yep. And this here ranger, he comes in about that time and gets my brother shot free. He didn't have to fire a single shot for her to do it.
How did he do it?
Well, he seems to have spoke to the Injuns in their own crazy way of talking. And by golly, in less than a minute, they was all banded down and kowtowing to him like he was some sort of a god. Then they loosed the ropes that was tying my brother, and they bought him roots and grease and things and fixed him up all as good as new and let him go.
And still you would capture this Lone Ranger if you could find him, huh?
By gosh, I don't know whether I would or not.
And you do know that he saved the life of your brother, and you don't know what he's done that's so terrible.
Well, they say he's killed a lot of fellers.
Perhaps they needed killing.
Maybe so, maybe so. Say, I reckon this ranger must talk a lot like you do. You talk about well-educated yourself, stranger.
Have you ever seen bullets? Like these?
Huh? By gosh, they be silver! And they say this ranger uses silver bullets? By gum, you're the Lone Ranger! And as left, that's another thing. You're him, ain't ya?
You have my gun, Jeb. What are you gonna do with it?
Here? Take it back, Ranger. Put her where she belongs. I ain't the man to turn in a fella like you, no sir. So haul your chair over now and see if you like my cooking. I always said that sometimes I get a chance to show how much I appreciated what you done for my brother.
Thanks. Where is he now?
Oh, he's dead these 2 years.
A bit late for you to be eating your supper, isn't it?
Yep, I was busy over to Red Rock till after 8. I reckon it must be close to 9 o'clock, ain't it?
Yes, just about.
You better spend the night here, Ranger. You're right welcome. Where's your horse tied?
He isn't tied. That horse will go into the trees and hide until I whistle for it. I...
Gosh, who's that?
I'll step back of the curtain here. Don't tell anyone that I'm here.
All right.
Call and see who it is.
Who is it?
It's me, Jeb. Tell Stuart. Let me in.
I locked the door behind me. Is that the deputy?
Yep, and I reckon you better hide, Ranger. Cal ain't the kind to see you get away if he can get his hands on you. I'll let him in and see what he wants.
Go ahead.
Just a second, Cal.
Golly, what a night is this, Jeb?
Ain't it now? What brings you out of a night like this, Cal?
The point is this. I come to borrow something from you, Jeb.
Sure, anything you want.
It ain't much that I want. It's just a bucket of oil. The lamps in my shack is running low and I got some records to go over. I thought if you let me come take some oil till morning.
Sure, I'll get it right off. I keeps it back in the woodshed. I'll get you something right away, Cal.
That's mighty accommodating of you, Jeb. You been out tonight?
Oh, me?
These wet tracks.
Oh, yeah, I just got in a few minutes ago. Them's my tracks.
I see.
I'll get that oil.
And the storm wore itself out during the night as Jeb Langworth and the Lone Ranger passed a peaceful night's rest. What has the coming of the Lone Ranger meant? Morning. Listen.
Much obliged for putting me up for the night, Jeb. I think I'll be on my way. I like to get an early start.
Okay, Ranger. Glad to be able to do a good turn by you.
Maybe I'll be able to return the favor someday.
Don't think nothing of it.
I was wondering when Cal was here last night what you'd say about the wet footprints on the floor.
I reckon I got over that already.
Very well, yes.
You see, that fella, Cal Stewart, he don't miss nothing. He don't. He got eyes like a hawk.
Yes?
I reckon it rankled in some in his mind that I didn't tell him where I went and what I went out for, eh?
Perhaps. You don't seem to like him very well.
Oh, he's all right, but him and me got different ideas, that's all.
I see. Well, I'll say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, Ranger. Where's your horse?
I'll show you.
He must be a swell horse.
He is.
There he comes, right enough.
Yes.
Well, goodbye, Ranger.
Goodbye.
Well, I reckon I better get my gun hitched up and get to town. Sheriff might be wanting me. Gosh, I guess he does want me. There it comes now.
Stand right where you are, Jeb Langworth.
Hello, Sheriff. Morning, Cal. What's the call for?
I guess you know what it is, Jeb. Ain't you ashamed now?
Oh, me? My gosh, Cal, what have I done?
I'm sorry, Jeb. I'll have to search your cabin.
What for?
A gun.
Whose gun?
You're acting innocent, all right, but it's your gun I want.
Mine?
Jeb, why'd you do it?
Say, I don't get this at all.
Now don't you move. You go on in, Cal, and look around.
Right. You keep him here where he can't do no damage. More than he's done already.
Shucks, Cal, I ain't aiming to do no damage. Sheriff, what have I done?
Jeb, it's murder. That's what it is. Dan Higgins was shot last night.
Dan Higgins was?
Yep. We know that he had some gold hid away in his cabin, and he was found dead this morning. There was the box that he kept his gold in, but the gold was gone.
But gosh, Sheriff, you don't think that I...
Jeb, he was shot by a .38, and there ain't many here using sides of .45. Except you.
But I didn't do it, Sheriff.
Cal just recollected that he come here last night and found that you was out of your cabin just before 9 o'clock.
And where was Higgins shot?
Doc says it was between 9:15 and 9:15.
But I...
What'd you find, Cal?
I found locks. Look, here's his gun, all right. And there's one chamber empty.
I never shot it!
What's that you got, Cal?
A bag. One of the kind of bags of gold kept in. And it's got Higgins' name on it.
I never seen that bag before, Sheriff. I swear so I didn't.
Was you out of your cabin last night, Jeb?
Oh, gosh, I didn't kill him. I swear I didn't. I wasn't nowhere near him last night.
Maybe then you can explain how it comes out we find this knife just outside Higgins' door.
Is that your knife, Jeb?
That's my knife. Sure it is, but I'm
with a pretty bad case against you, Jeb.
It's a frame-up. That's what it is, Sheriff. A frame-up.
If you can prove that you wasn't out of your cabin, Jeb. But you can't do it, you see?
I can prove you was out of your cabin. Come on. Shall I put the cuffs on him, Sheriff?
I don't need no cuffs. I'll go quiet. I'm an innocent man.
So they took old Jeb Langworth to jail for the murder of his friend Higgins. Did the mysterious visit of the Lone Ranger have anything to do with the fate of Jeb? Let's look in at the office of the sheriff.
Puny Danes, cold-blooded, shooting at Jeb, the way you plugged old Higgins, Sheriff.
I don't know what to think of it, Cal. It ain't like Jeb at all. He was always the most peace-loving feller I knowed. Why, I didn't ever know Jeb to use violence of any sort.
You can't never tell about these silent fellers like him. Gosh, old Higgins was well-liked, too.
Oh, I knows it.
I'm most afeard to let the news get told around about Jeb.
Why?
I reckon the boys here in Red Rock won't wait for a trial.
Think they'll lynch him?
Wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I ain't gonna stand for no lynching. This here's a civilized community, and I'm for law and order. Law says that a man's entitled to be tried for a jury, and that's what Jeb's going to be.
I'm for it, Sheriff. But you can't stop the boys when they get their minds made up.
They don't know that he's been arrested yet, do they?
Nope. I done my best to keep it quiet about who we picked up for the murder of Higgins.
You done your best, you say?
Yep.
Did anyone get to know about it?
Well, I ain't just sure, Sheriff.
What do you mean you ain't sure?
I may have dropped a remark that gave it away. I reckon maybe we better hustle the trial along just to be on the safe side.
Seems to me you're powerful anxious to see Jeb get hanged for the killing, Cal.
I'm just anxious but to see him tried and found guilty before he gets lynched out in a trial. That's all, Sheriff.
He's going to be tried in the due course of time. Not for any of these anything like lynching. I'll shoot the man that starts it. Them's my sentiments, and you can pass them along to the men in town here.
Just as you say, Sheriff.
I aims to carry on a little more investigating on my own hook, before I makes up my mind to anything.
So you don't think Jam didn't do it?
I'm reserving of my own opinion.
Well, that's your privilege, I reckon.
What's that?
Shooting out in front of this here office!
What's that laugh? That sounds like...
the Lone Ranger. Come on, Sheriff, he's out front!
Do you see him anyplace?
Can't see nothing out of here.
Where'd he go?
I reckon he's got away somewheres.
I'm right here, gentlemen.
Huh?
How'd you get in? What? Who are you?
I came right through the side window while you were looking out the front door. No, don't go for a gun.
I ain't aiming to commit suicide.
Are you the Lone Ranger?
Ha ha
ha. What are you doing here?
I just dropped in to tell you that Jeb Langworth did not kill old Higgins.
I reckon you're the one, eh?
Wrong again.
Well, you're under arrest anyway for the murders of that there poster. Don't try any funny tricks.
Under arrest, me?
I reckon he's right, Mr. Ranger. We'll have to put you under arrest.
That suits me, all right. Are you gonna let Jeb out of jail to make room for me?
He stays there. I reckon the jail is large enough for both of you.
I just came here, Sheriff, to tell you to let Jeb Langworth go. He's innocent.
You don't think I'll do it, do you?
No, but I think your deputy, Cal Stewart, will release him to prevent me from telling who the real murderer of Higgins is.
Huh? Why, you...
Don't let me tempt you into reaching for your gun, Cal. I think you've heard of the way I draw a gun and fire. That's all I have to say, Sheriff. You see, my horse will join me no matter where I am.
Get that horse out of my office!
I intend to. Turn around, both of you.
But...
Silver?
Hey, get that horse!
Ouch! Oh, that horse is walking on me.
Then turn your face to the wall, as I said. I don't choose to draw my gun unless I have to.
Ouch! Get away, you damn nagya!
There, that will do, Silver. A good horse is a man's best friend. He won't frame him the way a human friend will, Cal. You'd ought to have some qualities of a horse.
Derek, look around and see what he's doing!
Look around yourself. I ain't aiming to get Trump down.
Remember what I've said, Sheriff. Release Jeb Langworth because his innocence can be proved and the guilty party found if you force me to do it. That's all. Ayo, Silver!
Is that vomit gone, Sheriff?
I reckon so. Oh, dang him. Why'd you shoot him?
Oh, I don't draw no gun against that fella unless it's Falcons to me. Why didn't you shoot him?
Here. He's left one of them silver bullets of his on my desk and a note. He...
What's it say?
Nothing. Reckon it'll make good hunk of paper to light my pipe with, though.
What's the note say, Sheriff?
Nothing. The Lone Ranger has given his warning. What was contained in the note he left with the Sheriff? Let's follow Cal Stewart. We enter the barroom as Cal says...
Well, gents, I guess four queens is a good enough hand to win the pot of any poker game, ain't it?
By Tunky Cal, I never seen such luck with cards as you have.
Yep, luck's with me tonight, all right, Jeremy. How about you, Tim? Want to play anymore?
Me? Well, I'm clean, Cal. I'd give a month's pay for a run of luck like you had tonight.
And me too, I washed up.
Well, boys, I reckon I'll stroll over and see how the prisoner is getting on.
You sure that Jeb, he done the killing, Cal?
You can't say he did it in the face of the evidence, Jeremy.
No, I hate to think that Jed killed a friend like Higgins.
Higgins was a good feller. Surprises me that Jed ain't been lynched for this.
Jeb's a good feller, too. And I reckon that the one who starts any talk about lynching have to face me.
And me.
And me too, by Tunkett. Well, I gotta be getting on.
But wait, Tim, I'll go along with you.
Good night, boys.
Night, Cal.
Night, Cal. Just a minute, steward.
Help! How'd you get in here?
I've been standing in the back watching your little poker game, that's all.
Why'd you want here? Don't you know that the sheriff will shoot you on sight?
Yes, but I've got to be seen before I see, and my eyes are rather good. I think I'll play some poker with you.
Huh? Play poker? Here?
No, not here. We'll go in the little room over there on the side. It's more private.
I had enough poker.
I think you'll play a few hands with me.
How much money you got?
I don't know.
I ain't going to play.
Come, hurry now. This way. You may bring your own cards if you want to. I'll make the stakes high enough to interest you.
But...
right this way. I'll find that Jeb Langworth is still in jail.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. You'll have to see the sheriff.
I'd much prefer to see... you. Here we are, right in there. It's nice and private. There we are. Two chairs and one table. Two men and a pack of cards. Strange things can be done with a pack of cards, Cal.
What do you mean?
Sit down there and you can deal, shuffle, and cut all by yourself.
Set. Look here, Ranger. Let me go, and I wouldn't think nothing about you being here in Red Rock.
Oh, I don't mind. You can say all that you want to say. After you get out of this room, deal the cards.
All right. If you want to guess, skin.
You may even name the stakes.
They tells me that you shoot silver bullets. Is that right?
That's right, yes. Would you like to see one?
You said to name the stakes.
Right.
All right. I'll bet $200.
I can't waste my time on stakes like that.
$500 then.
With it, your own cut, shuffle, and deal. And the cards marked the way you want them. I'm surprised. I thought you'd be willing to risk more than that.
All right. You name him, I'll meet him.
Life.
What? What'd you mean?
Your life against mine.
What's that mean?
You have two guns, so have I. I'll bet mine against yours.
And let me deal.
Even knowing the cards are marked, I'll let you deal, Cal Stewart.
It's a go, then. Lay your guns on the table.
There they are.
My, they're nice guns.
Now, how about yours?
Here's mine. You're looking right down, Ranger. Stiff your hands.
I didn't think you'd be this much of a cheat.
Reach the ceiling, Mr. Lone Ranger. I reckon this is the time that your fast drill won't help you none. This is the time where brain beating speed. Now I've got you right where you should be.
Well, what are you gonna do about it?
I'm going to kill you. That's what.
Not even gonna give me a fair trial, eh?
The reward is for you, dead or alive. And I'm taking no chances on you getting away, see?
Yes, I see. But just a minute, Stuart. Don't you know that you don't dare kill me? Not yet, you don't.
And why don't I?
Because I've written down all about how you shot Higgins, and I've told how you came to Jeb's place the night of the murder and sent him out for kerosene.
Huh?
And how you stole his knife and gun while he was out of the room. And I've told how you shot Higgins with Jeb's gun and left his knife there to be found. And how you came the next day to arrest Jeb and planted his gun in his shack as well as the bag that held the gold.
How do you know all this?
I know a lot of things, you see. I've written that all down just so you won't dare to shoot me.
What year is it?
Well, the funny thing is that it's right in the safe in the sheriff's office, and I guess you can't get it in there.
That is good.
It's true, isn't it?
Yes, it's true. And it's true that I can open the sheriff's safe and get out that rat. So you see, you ain't so smart as you thought. Now, I'm a-going to shoot you.
Just as a matter of curiosity, before you shoot me, Cal, suppose you tell me just where you put the money you stole. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't mind telling you.
I'd hate to die without knowing that.
I got it hid under the floor of my cabin. That's where. And Jeb is going to pay for the crime.
Hey, don't you think you're going to be troubled by your conscience?
No. And what's more, none of the folks around here are going to be troubled by you any longer. I'm going to kill you right now, Mr. Lone Ranger.
Oh, no, you ain't, Cal. Put up your hands.
Sheriff.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Wait, but the Lone Ranger, I got him here.
Put your guns down, Cal. I heard all that was said, and I guess it's you that'll be tried for the murder of Higgins, not Jeb.
You see, Cal, it takes brains sometimes to outguess guns. I was so sure that you'd take advantage of me when I was unarmed, and so sure of your boasting nature that I left a little note for the sheriff to be by that window tonight if he wanted to hear the confession of the real murderer.
You stand where you are too, Ranger. This is a great evening for the town of Red Rock. Go on in the window, boys, and put the ropes on them too.
Sheriff, you'll of course let Jeb Langworth go free now, won't you?
We ain't got nothing on Jeb now.
You see, he did me a favor, and I always aim to return favors. If you're sure that he'll be free now...
What'll you do?
I think I'll be leaving.
Sheriff, he's grabbed his gun!
Silver! Silver, here we are, old boy!
That's the Lone Ranger! Stop him, boys! Stop him!
Get him!
Come along, Silver. That's the boy. Hi-yo!
Might as well try and catch the wind as this phantom rider of the plains. The Lone Ranger has gone off into the night, not to be seen again, until he finds another occasion to take into his own hands the Law of the West. This is one of a series of stories of the Lone Ranger and his horse, Silver. These stories are presented by the Jewel Players, directed by James Jewel, and come to you over your station, WXYZ, with studios in McAbee's building.